All right. Our next session is a love story about how Foreman met Ansible. Adam, take it away.
Thank you, Walter, for introducing me and the talk. As Walter mentioned, it's a talk about what happened when Foreman met Ansible and where we are now. I'm Adam Ružička. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat. I joined Red Hat something a little bit over 5 years ago. And since the start, I was working on Foreman or related projects as plugins and so on. I'm Adam Ružička on GitHub, in case you want to check out my stuff. I'm Ružička on Freenode, if you want to reach out to me, or _Aruz_ on Twitter. And that was enough about me. You're not here because of me. You're here for this. So this talk is about the Foreman Ansible plugin. If you're here because you thought it will be about Foreman Ansible modules, I'll have to let you down. It's not about that. It's about this plugin. And we'll start right away. So I assume that you have Foreman deployment without Ansible. So just a couple of steps how to get it up and running. Ansible is, in fact, a specialization of the remote execution plugin. So it needs it to work. You can install remote execution with this simple command. You run the Foreman installer, feed it some options, and it will do its magic. Then the similar thing for Ansible, just the names of the options are different. And in the end, this is what I personally like to do. It's probably not such a good idea in production environments. And what this option does, it makes the installer take the public key that Foreman is using to connect to the remote machines and put it into root's authorized keys. So you can use Foreman to run remote execution or Ansible against the Foreman machine itself. Again, you may or may not want to do that. Of course, you can run it all at once. You can use a slightly condensed form. It then looks like this. It takes, 5 to 10 minutes to get it up and running, and you're there. Okay, so you had an empty Foreman, you ran the installer, it installed the Ansible plugin, but you have a blank Foreman, or you have a one host, the Foreman itself. Different tab. It may look like this. Sorry, the UI kind of breaks when you zoom in too much. But in here, I have a single host, it's the Foreman instance itself, and well, you could do that. You could deploy the Foreman and then use it to run Ansible against the Foreman itself. But that's not the point why you have either Foreman or Ansible, right? So the best option would be to let Foreman do what it does best, and that is provisioning. If you provision machines through Foreman, you would get them in the inventory in Foreman. You can then run Ansible. When you're provisioning, it deploys the SSH keys Foreman knows about to the machines so you can connect to them. And even if during the creation, if you assign roles to that host, it applies them to that host at the end of the provisioning. So you can get the machines configured fairly quickly. But every now and then, someone comes and asks, hey, Foreman is cool and all, but I already have machines, and I don't want to reprovision them just to get them into inventory to be able to run Ansible against them. What can I do? Luckily, there is a way. When you run the installer, it deploys an Ansible callback, a plugin basically to Ansible, which at the end of the run reports the facts about the machines to Foreman. And when that happens, you get your hosts created in Foreman. So let's try that right now. Let's see if I can remember all the right magic incantations we need to do. So first, the callback is configured only for the Foreman proxy user. If you did this as root or any other user, it wouldn't work. I'm talking out of the box. You could make it work, but out of the box, you have to do it as the Foreman proxy user. So we'll get another bash shell as that user. And then I have an inventory handy, ready in here. And I can do something like Ansible playbook dash inventory, the path, and then we need to provide a playbook. I don't want to write it as a file, so maybe we can do something like this. And then we